Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Crazier than we ever even could have imagined. This NBA scandal is unreal. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. You know, yesterday, Pearl, as we were on the air, we got drips and drabs of the breaking news, but we had yet to hear from the head of the DOJ, Kash Patel, and the rest of law enforcement on just how crazy really these two scandals are. They're twin scandals. One, a sports betting scandal. The other, rigged poker games, both involving the five families, crime families in New York City, both involving either former NBA players, the current coach in Chauncey Billups, current player Terry Rozier, and 34 people ultimately were arrested yesterday, and then several unnamed co-conspirators. We got to get into all of this, but was your jaw just on the floor yesterday as you were watching and getting all these details?
You know, Maggie, I tried to move on, but they keep bringing me back in.
Oh, gonna butcher a line from Godfather 3 on a day like today.
Here it is. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. I was doing bad Godfather lines all afternoon and all, because it boggles your mind that in the year 2025, the five families are connected to the NBA. We probably should have known. You and I had the same reaction, like, whoa, the Cosa Nostra is still running things?
It's like Henry Hill Goodfellas.
I mean, we'll get back to sports in a second, but the Mafia, like, that's their superpower, is to hide in plain sight. So I guess they still have that superpower. So that was one part of the revelation. But, I mean, to me, I'm very, very curious, what is the lasting impact on sports of this story? Because I think we're in the beginning process of this scandal.
Well, listen, you know, so let's just kind of lay it out quickly. So you got the two kind of twin scandals here that both were announced on the same day, because there is overlap and the mob does overlap in both scandals.
Yep.
So first you got the sports betting scandal, which essentially is an insider information kind of scandal, right? And that is players, coaches, or in the case of Damon Jones, the former player and teammate of LeBron James, giving either criminals or bettors or whatever, people who are connected to the mafia, giving them insider information about player injury status, right? And whether or not stars are going to play, which obviously wildly moves a line and betting. And so to me, the fact that Damon Jones was a basically volunteer assistant coach with the LA Lakers for several years, they're only because LeBron James is friends with him and they go back to their Cleveland Cavalier days. Damon Jones was on that team that got swept by the Spurs that first time around when LeBron went to the finals as a young man. He's one step away from LeBron, right? He's right there. He's LeBron's guy. He's only around the team because of LeBron James. And meanwhile, Damon Jones is then turning around and not only giving LeBron James injury information to the mob, he's also working these card games that were rigged. And that brings me to the second part of this scandal, rigged poker games.
Yeah, oh my God.
And so this is not really maybe Adam Silver's like issue, because this is, you know, something kind of different. But Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups, who Chauncey obviously was the coach of the Trailblazers up until yesterday. He's been put on leave. They were something that the government is calling face cards. They were somebody who would lure in unsuspecting high rich gamblers to come into these poker games, and the games were rigged against them. And then they would basically fleece them. And Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups were part of the card games. They were cheating in the card games, and then they would get a cut of the illicit winnings. Now, listen, the card games were illegal to begin with, so I don't know if people have a lot of sympathy for the victims here, but still, the mob is now shaking down guys who thought they were at least playing a poker game that was on the level, yeah. And it was not.
One thing, Chauncey Billups' lawyer strongly denied that Billups did this, so that obviously there's a quote-unquote alleged around everything.
Yeah, sure.
Now, if Billups did do this...
Innocent until proven guilty. Sure.
Well, honestly, his statement was so strong, it put Billups in a vulnerable situation. Like, if there's any truth to this, and the lawyer says there's none, then Billups should go to jail for a long time, because a guy lost $1.8 million, and they're very clear in the indictment that the mob would then pressure these people, sometimes using aggression.
Yeah, so what do you think that looks like? An episode of The Sopranos.
Billups has this reputation as a great guy, and he is bringing people to a card game to lose all their money and then get physically threatened by the mob. That's evil. I mean, like, I think if he didn't do it, of course, then
right.
Fine. But if he is guilty of this, like, I am a big fan of Chauncey Billups. This hurts, but throw the book at that dude, because that is a very, very sinister act to me.
So Billups and Damon Jones now being charged with wire fraud conspiracy and money laundering conspiracy. These are charges that carry prison sentences around, I don't know, 20 years or so. Amy Dash, our Odyssey legal insider, is going to join us later in the show to kind of break that down for us. Mike Vakornov from The Athletic has been doing all types of reporting on this. He's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. So we'll get it covered from the insiders. But to me, there's so many like interesting details about this, but I got to pause on this Damon Jones being basically within arm's length of LeBron James.
Yeah.
It reminds me so much of Shohei.
Interesting.
You know, two superstars in LA, faces of the sport, just so important to the sport. And I understand that LeBron is maybe not at his peak now, and maybe the league is Wemby's or whatever. But LeBron, if he bothers you or whatever, LeBron's a national treasure, okay? LeBron is one of the most famous people we have in our country. You could quibble about his politics or whatever, this and that. But LeBron James is an important figure as far as us putting athletes on pedestals, okay? He is, and he's an important figure for the NBA. And the fact of the matter is, he had one of his friends was next to him and then turning around and next to the mob. The idea that the actual, like, old school seems like Italian, Cosa Nostra, mob, everything you're thinking about from the movies and TV shows is basically just within an eyelash, a fingernail in the orbit, if you will, of LeBron James, to me, is unfathomable. And that's the scariest part, I think, for these sports, because you can bust Terry Rozier, and the sports books are so good now that if somebody spends $200,000 on Terry Rozier unders, it's going to get flagged. The FBI is going to be alerted, and the system is ultimately going to root that out. But this kind of shadowy stuff around a superstar of LeBron's caliber, to me, Perloff, that's like mind-blowing. And it feels like, you know, listen, Shohei was different. His interpreter was like literally stealing money from him.
Right.
But the idea that he was also acting around these very nefarious characters, because sports betting's not legal in California. So Ipe, the translator, had to go to a bookie, right? And then God knows what you're dealing with. So the fact that the superstars are so close to underground, illicit, like some of the worst crime that we have in our country, to me, that's where Adam Silver has to be basically breathing heavy into a paper bag. That one of my superstars and faces the league is this close to danger.
You know what? Just to be totally honest here, I don't really view LeBron exactly the same way as you do. I wonder if some of your fandom for LeBron is getting into that
team. Okay, let's say Jordan.
It's funny. Jordan came up a lot yesterday because we know he has a gambling problem. Like, that is what... But that's the thing. Like, it's not that if Jordan was involved, it would not be that shocking to everybody, because we know that he will gamble at the highest level possible. He was talked about he was a big part of the story. People kept talking about when Michael Jordan's on a golf course, he will bet hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
LeBron, I don't know. Like LeBron, I don't think LeBron had anything to do with it. I like the Shohei comparison, but just this national treasure, LeBron. I mean, listen, LeBron's in business with China. Like there are a lot of people who have problems. Like they don't view him as Mother Teresa exactly. I'm not sure like this is going to cut into LeBron's legacy. A lot of people already think LeBron is a wild hypocrite to start with. I don't think it's like, oh my God, LeBron is, because I think the whole NBA is close to this. I'm not singling out LeBron. To me, this is not a LeBron story, although I know it's the first story on ESPN.com is a LeBron confidant uses information about LeBron. I don't know. It doesn't feel to me like this is like, oh my God, like the massive superstar guy. I feel like the whole league is on blast right now.
Oh, it is. And let's make like this as clear as humanly possible. Like LeBron doesn't, there's no tie.
So there's
like LeBron is saying he had no knowledge of this. Just like
there's no
Shohei
proof.
Said he has no knowledge of this. And I think it's like, you know, do you get a little skeptical?
Shohei, you get very skeptical. Much more skeptical for Shohei than you do LeBron.
Yeah, because the guy, like, the translator literally is, like, stealing $17 million.
Yeah, the volume of it. LeBron, it's very easy to believe he had no idea. Because why would Damon Jones have to inform LeBron? There's no reason that you had to bring LeBron into the scheme to execute it. It's so easy as an assistant coach to share this information. That's what's scary about these gambling scandals. There was no brilliant plan here. Terry Rozier, who was indicted, just faked a foot injury.
Yeah. No. And that part, though, is going to get caught. Right?
And Damon Jones, like, his job was easy, too. The coaches know when there's load management coming, so they just call somebody.
I know, but what's crazy about the Damon Jones thing, it's one thing, like, this is Tim Donaghy. This is the bad referee in the NBA kind of had the heads up on this insider information that he would call back to mob people in Philadelphia. And that was that whole scandal that the NBA got through. But to me, the idea that Damon Jones wasn't even on the payroll of the Lakers, Pearl, the team didn't want him around. This wasn't a rogue assistant coach, you know, who was actually employed by Jeannie Buss. This was LeBron's guy. And this is where I'm not alleging anything against LeBron. Let me make that as crystal clear as possible. But it's almost a little bit like Shohei, where this is your handpicked dude who's around you. You have no idea that Damon Jones likes to gamble. You have no idea that Damon Jones could be involved with weird people doing poker games, right? You have no idea that Damon Jones could be interacting with nefarious people. Maybe not. Maybe Damon Jones is hiding this entire thing, and probably, but it's like, why did you need him there?
Well, wait, but you could know all that about Damon Jones. Like a lot of famous people are involved in private poker games everywhere. That's something I learned. The extent of private poker games. All rich and famous people are gambling large sums of money.
Ben Affleck's and the Leonardo DiCaprio's.
Because
stuff.
There is this big, have you ever seen the movie Molly's Game? There's a big underground poker scene amongst actors too. So of course, LeBron might know all that. I don't think famous people would push somebody away because you just might not know that the mafia is behind those card games, because I don't think it was so obvious to everybody.
That's fine. Yeah, you don't have a guy, you're not wearing a t-shirt that says Capo Genovese crime family on it. I get that. It's not that obvious. But I do think that people have some kind of idea, maybe of guys who are connected versus not connected. But here's the difference between Tobey Maguire being part of these big poker games or Leonardo DiCaprio. They don't compete in a sport where if things are not on the level, the entire sport could crumble. You know, and this is not a moral pearl-clutching thing. This is a sports, everything's got to be square thing.
Yeah, such a good point.
Nobody bets on what? I guess whether Leonardo DiCaprio wins the Oscar? That's the only thing you can bet on. Nobody cares whether he's involved in a card game when he's got a movie coming out. Everybody should care if LeBron or Damon Jones or Chauncey Billups or any of these guys are close to the mob, because they got a game next week. They got a game tomorrow. It's just very different. I hold them to a very different standard.
No, it's such a good point, too, because put yourself in the shoes of one of the nicknames was Floppy, I think, was one of the mafia guys.
Yeah.
I think he
Floppy
was.
Floppy Poker.
Yeah.
The nicknames in this are out of a Scorsese screenplay. Yeah.
The nicknames, if you're one of them and you get a hold of a pro athlete and bring him into a poker ring, isn't your next thought like, ooh, if I get him where I want him, I can start fixing basketball games? If you're the mafia, that is a easy connection. You're right. Tobey Maguire, I don't think you can.
Who cares?
Yeah. I don't know if you could bet on the opening weekend box office. Tobey, why do you intentionally make a bad movie so we could bet against it? Maybe that probably could happen, by the way.
Yeah,
make a flop. Basketball, you're right. If you're the mafia, the connection with sports makes them much more vulnerable. It's a really good point.
So This scandal, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, is actually two scandals. It is two. It is one is guys giving insider information either about themselves or other players so that bettors and allegedly criminals can have access to that information and bet off of it. And then the second part is this illegal poker games, which I'm so glad that I do you understand? I don't have the money, the time, the wherewithal, or the desire to play in an illegal poker game, okay? It's not my circle.
And I'm imagining
some people here this morning.
I'm going to imagine you don't really have the skill to be in a high-stakes poker game.
I barely have the skill to play my kid in Go Fish, okay?
By the way, oh, God, if I had a camera on me and Maggie playing blackjack in Las Vegas, it was the most conservative.
Yeah.
You walked away and you're like, well, I'm plus $140. See you later.
Yep, I got up from the table and I went and bought a backpack. I'll yeah. stick on 12. Depends what the dealer's showing. Anyway, this is
no. It depends what the dealer tells me what to do. I am hardly a shark.
Are you sure you want to hit?
Yeah. So anyway,
sir, you have 19.
Okay, I don't have any of the. You'd never find me at a place like this. It's not. I'm a stratosphere away from this. However, when I found out the details and reading them about how poker games are rigged,
unbelievable.
Did anyone know about this? Shuffling, shuffling machines that rig. You have the poker chips, the thing that holds the poker chips. That can show you where the cards are. The cards are on a freaking X-ray table.
You got somebody off-site
who can see underneath.
The one to me, there's a video of there's sunglasses you put on and you can see ultraviolet or whatever. What you can see what the card is from the back. It's the most unbelievable.
It was a marker on a card, I think. Was it?
It's unbelievable. You put on these glasses and it'll have a big
vision.
A. No, there's basically invisible ink on the back of the cards, and these sunglasses show it. You can actually see it. It's the most unbelievable thing. To me, honestly, I was interested in every part of this. How they cheat in poker was a big, big interest to me. By the way, can I just share one thing, a blackjack story? There was a clip going around last night. A lot of people in the movie Austin Powers, he has, the bad guy has glasses so he can see through the cards.
No, it's an eye patch.
An eye patch so he can see through the cards. And he hits on 17. The dealer's like, whoa, that's aggressive. And then Austin Bauer holds on 5. And the dealer's like, are you sure you want to do that? He's like, I'd like to live dangerously.
Yeah.
5. And then the dealer gets a 20. He's like, you lose. Holding on 5. Sorry, this is not funny, but Austin Powers was funny. And please, very concerned about the people who got hurt in this.
Well, yeah. I mean, anytime the mob's involved, Pearl, it's like, and they get their clutches into you. And this is something, you know, obviously from movies and stuff like that. But once they get into you, like, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Now you owe them, you know. And I put out a tweet yesterday. I wonder how Chauncey Billups met the mob. And then I was thinking about it later. I'm like, oh, you idiot. He met them at a poker game, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden now, let's say you're in a rigged game. You don't know it. Now you lose money. Even Chauncey Billups, who's got all the money in the world, now you owe them something.
Yeah.
Because now they got something on you. So now I need you to start pulling in. You know, some of the amounts on this for the amount of money that these dudes have made is like nothing. You know, Damon Jones, okay, who got arrested and is actually part of both scandals, the poker and the insider information. Do you know how much money he got for telling the mob that LeBron James was not going to play in a game?
No idea.
$2,500.
Oh, jeez.
Damon Jones made $80 million.
Yeah.
$90 million his career. Got $2,500 bucks.
I saw one of the big numbers.
He's going to go to jail now for a decade.
What, in the wire fraud, Chauncey Billups got a check for $50,000. Yep.
Like to us, big money. $2,500 bucks, please. I'd love that. But these are guys who are swimming in way different waters.
Yeah. I mean, it's not taxed, to be fair. But I saw a clip on TMZ of all places, which is now, by the way, a credible sports reporting source, like it or not. They interviewed a former mafia member who was brought in by the NBA. Incredible. Who's a speaker to NBA players about how
capo.
He said that the players are addicted to competition, and that's why they get involved in this. And obviously, you immediately think of Michael Jordan making bets on the golf course. And he said it's more prevalent than you would think. And he was very convincing that there are other. That's why I think this scandal is so important, because it could be the tip of the iceberg. That's what you fear.
Okay, but I saw that, and the guy said, Michael Jordan said in his documentary, he's not addicted to gambling, he's addicted to competition. What is competitive about a rigged poker game? It's the opposite of competition. But you're doing theater.
No, but there's something about it that hits some of the same brain waves, like the dopamine rush of knowing what the card is. I think that it's all about how the brain works. And yeah, I think that is in the same area, believe it or not.
It's crazy. That feels like the opposite of competition to me. It's like it's a loaded dice, you know, basically. It's a loaded game. It's not even close to being competition. It's completely rigged. And giving insider information about LeBron James, what's competitive about that?
I just think that it's every gambler's dream to know the actual outcome. I do think there is something there. And that guy was really compelling. And listen, the really, really scary thing is how easy it was for Scary Terry Rozier, do they call him Scary Terry?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw he had a nickname in the indictment, Chum. I was like, is that because he's easy to beat off the dribble? I don't know what that meant. Or because he's
bad poker player.
Vulnerable to poker. Yeah, that could
actually
be.
Actually, he was not in the poker games.
No.
Terry was just taking himself out of games so his underbets would hit.
Yeah, that's what scared me. And now there's also reportedly a college basketball indictment down the road that is connected to Terry Rozier. I know Pablo Torre's been reporting on that, how easy it is to go under for a player. And that's why I think sportsbooks wisely cap how much you can make off of props. And they were on top of it.
There are mechanisms to root out that type of bad, fishy behavior. Absolutely. You're going to get caught, and the sportsbooks are going directly to the FBI, and you are going to get in trouble if all of a sudden $200,000 comes in on Jontay Porter's under or Terry Rozier's under rebounds. Like you're an idiot if you don't think you're going to get flagged.
I was talking with somebody about this last night. This year, 2025, imagine when AI and sportsbooks, like, they're going to know every fishy bet. They'll have programs and algorithms that will say, well, this looks unusual. It comes immediately. So it's really kind of interesting how the sportsbooks see the numbers and regulate bets on that basis.
So I think I have a solution. It's not going to fix everything in this scandal. It's not. But if I could sit down with Adam Silver today, who's got to be chugging the Imodium AD, that dude needs some Pepto. Because this does not look good for him to have this happen on his watch. But I think, Pearl, I have an idea. I've not seen this anywhere. Again, it's not going to fix everything. Mm-hmm. But I think it would help the NBA.
Can't wait to hear it.
Avoid future scandals like this.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Adam Silver can take your idea and share it from his couch when he's gone in 2 years.
And he's sitting next to us probably as a talking head or something. All right, so your thoughts on this scandal, your thoughts on some of the details, if you have been following the story, and how do you think it can be fixed? And without further ado, we present Prize Picks. Now, I just want to say something really fast. Yeah. This is why places like Prize Picks are important, because this is an app that is safe, secure, and if you do want to bet responsibly, it's got to be places like Prize Picks, not an illegal poker game in some shady apartment in New York City.
Absolutely, and we're obviously aware of the irony of talking about this now. That being said, what was the first thing I said when I came in today?
You're just killing it on Prize Picks. You're obsessed.
No, I was on fire, and then I ran into a problem that EJ appreciated. I picked Jonathan Kuminga to go over 15.5 points, and once again, Kuminga let me down. One of my favorite players on the Golden State Warriors. But that's how Prize Picks works. You pick more or less on stat projections, and yesterday Kuminga was at 15.5. He got to 14. There, he just came up short. It was super fun. It keeps you invested in the games, and if you have the right take, then you can win big. It's awesome, too. You go anything, touchdowns, threes, soccer. There's so many different sports where you can win on, and it makes watching sports so much more fun.
Yeah, this is where you do these kinds of things responsibly and in the right way, right? So if you do like to bet on football, basketball, baseball, the World Series starts tonight, this is a great place to do it because the app is super safe and secure. Also, Prize Picks available 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Fun. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP to get $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code MNP to get $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Manned P. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Obviously, there are no winners in the NBA betting scandal that we are breaking down from every angle today. I will admit there is some relief that we could talk about this and not how my guy Carson Wentz performed last night in the Vikings-Chargers game. He had a broken left arm. I don't even know why he was out there. And the offensive line for a minute. So don't even start on Carson Wentz. But again, no one's talking about that. Thank God. It was barely a game. The Chargers blow out the Vikings 37-10. Carson Wentz looks terrible, but the entire team looked terrible. So anyway.
Yeah, I thought for a second, I'm like, did the Genovese family get to a Carson Wentz? Because that was so bad. But
he literally, by the second quarter, was crying. I don't know what. Like, go to J.J. McCarthy, who was the third quarterback last night. That was an entire mess. The Vikings, ever since that loss to Detroit in Week 18 of last year, they are going downhill fast.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what happened to the defense? Like, I get it. The other team's out up to a 2-score lead, so the playbook is now open for Jim Harbaugh to do whatever he wants. But it's still the Chargers. They just blew a 2-touchdown lead to the Commanders a couple weeks ago. The Chargers are one Justin Herbert crazy play away from being on a 4-game losing streak before last night. You know, they got some pieces back. Joe Alt came back last night. Khalil Mack obviously was back last night, even though Derwin James exited in the first quarter with an injury. But to me, like, what, something is going on with that Vikings defense, because Jalen Hurts lit them up like a Christmas tree last week, and then this week it was Justin Herbert.
Well, they can't stop the run.
That's
one thing. But I'll tell you, the two things that happened last night was Joe Alt was back, as you just mentioned, and that transformed the Chargers. And who is, for a long time in the game, who was the leading rusher? Justin Herbert was doing his best Josh Allen. You're telling me he did not remind you of Josh Allen last night? The way he was running so much, which when you have that lightning bolt on your uniform means you're going to get hurt. Yeah. I'm sorry. But Justin Herbert was running so much, that put the Vikings in a tough position. So anyway, we have more important things today. That game, the Vikings are done. They are toast. But last night it was overshadowed, obviously, by the NBA betting scandal that everybody in my life is asking about, talking about. And Maggie, you said that you might have a solution. I have to be honest. I'm really curious about this because I don't think there is an easy solution. You got an idea?
Okay, well, I'm going to save it because I I can't solve like a player taking himself out of a game, okay? But I think I can solve some of the other problems for the NBA. First, though, Andreas is in Chicago, wants to weigh in on this scandal. Andreas, what do you got, sir?
Earlier, you guys were mentioning that Adam Silver's days are numbered. I think I have to agree with both of you. If David Stern was running the league today, would y'all think this would be an issue or be have a betting scandal? That's all I have.
Yeah, Andreas, I mean, here's the thing about David Stern. David Stern was the commissioner when one of the biggest betting scandals that happened in sports history. He had a rogue referee. And by the way, because that story got conveniently leaked to the newspaper about Tim Donaghy while the FBI was still investigating whether more referees were involved, that scandal could have been so much bigger. And the story now, David Stern has passed away, obviously, but the story now is that Stern himself leaked the story, leaked the fact that the FBI was looking into his referees in order to create chaos and basically disrupt the entire investigation. David Stern was right in the middle of one of sports' biggest scandals.
I'm not sure if he was asking, but David Stern successfully swept this under the rug? Because Adam Silver, that's another angle we haven't even talked about. The NBA knew about Terry Rozier, and it sure feels like in certain ways they tried to sweep this under the rug, make it go away.
Okay, so that is what it looks like, and I'm not here. Listen, Adam Silver's got a boatload of problems this morning, but there is something. It's an NBA investigation, which obviously looks like Keystone Cops, obviously, today. But the FBI has subpoena power. The FBI, they come in with those windbreakers on and those hats. Like, people need to tell the truth. Adam Silver's deputy comes in. You're probably going to lie your bleep off to that guy. So I think it's a little different where you can lie to the NBA. You have an NBA Players Association that's going to back you up. You can't lie to the FBI. If you do, it's going to be even worse for you. So I don't know if David Stern could have done any better with this.
Well, I mean, the NBA did know all about the investigation. That is very clear. And we didn't, you know, I know Pablo Torre did tell a lot of reporting on this, but generally they were able to keep it below the surface when, you know, Terry Rozier, what happened with Terry Rozier? Did they tell him go away for a little bit? It sure feels that way because after he was caught doing that, or he was caught being involved in that particular moment when the guy bet on his unders, I feel like the NBA knew about that. And there's going to be more to come out because now they're going to dive into this. Did anybody at the NBA says, hey, we know you did this, get away?
Yeah, the Malik Beasley thing. How about the details in one of the indictments about the Terry Rozier? Basically, Terry Rozier tips him off, hey, I'm going to take myself out of the game, you know, bet my unders. And the dude... two dudes basically take a duffel bag full of money straight to the casino and just like push a duffel bag full of money. It's $200,000. Like, what did you think was going to happen? You think the FBI is going to be like, no, this is cool?
Well, I mean,
criminals are dumb.
The other, I think a much bigger problem is Chauncey Billups, who is in this indictment, co-conspirator number 8, who lives in Oregon. Everybody thinks it's Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, played in the NBA from 1997 to 2014. Yeah. Has been coaching since 2021.
Hmm. Co-conspirator number 8 feels like a good fantasy football team member name because you keep everyone like, oh, I know he's number 8. That, to me, is much bigger level having a coach and also a Hall of Fame player. Terry Rozier is one thing. He's a good player, but man, well, if you get a coach involved, and we don't know the level of Billups' involvement yet, too. Alleged involvement.
Well, it's funny because he's definitely in the poker indictment, right? Yeah. That he was a quote-unquote face guard. He would lure in unsuspecting people into these rigged poker games, and then they would spend obscene amounts of money and basically get robbed. And Billups was not only part of the game as a cheater, but also would get a cut of the winnings at the end of the night. So that's bad. But then he's co-conspirator number 8. He's unnamed in the other scandal, where it's clearly him tipping off some mob people that Dame Lillard was not going to play in a game.
Yeah, that's co-conspirator number. Whoever co-conspirator number 8 is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's bald. He won a title in 2004 with Ben Wallace. No, I didn't say that.
Legend in Colorado? No, yeah. Would you rather be a number or a color? I was thinking about this. Remember the movie Reservoir Dogs that everyone got to be like...
Mr. Pink.
Yeah. Why the bleep am I Mr. Pink? And I'm not going to get into that on not safe for work language and actually very homophobic language. But would you rather be a color? I'd rather be like, oh, Well, maybe my last name is a color. Maybe I'm...
Yeah, that, you're a little biased.
I'm biased to that. I'd rather be something else than a number.
Co-conspirator is always a bad... I don't think it matters if you're a color or a number. When you're co-conspirator,
you're
purple,
bleeped.
You're bad.
Yeah, I'm already out as soon as co-conspirator comes out.
Let's get to Gordon Damer. You just heard his voice. He's got updates for us this morning.
Maggie Perloff headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks. Football's heating up and basketball's back. So download the Prize Picks
yes,
app and use promo code PRIMETIME.
Oh my God.
And get $50 in bonus credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Obviously not the headline of the day yesterday, but man, what a start it's been to the NBA season.
Shot clock to 10. Gildas Alexander crossing over, spinning. Sends up Wiggins for a three straight away that's online and in there. Cha-ching, a Thunder money ball. Wiggins, second three of the overtime. Gives the Thunder a seven-point edge, matching their largest, 135-128 on Shea's kickout, his fifth assist.
Matt Pinto, the call, Thunder Radio Network, OKC. Another double overtime win, 141-135. Rematch of the finals last year against the Pacers. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, double nickels, 55. But that second straight overtime win to start the season. How you doing?
I'm tired, but... It's expected, and I'm like, it's a good way to like break the ice on the season, shake the rust off.
Yeah, just a ho-hum single overtime win for the Warriors. They beat the Nuggets 137-131. Steph Curry, 42.
There's 80 games left, so you kind of understand you don't want to get too ahead of yourself, but building blocks on an understanding of how to win, the selflessness of a team that can have 8 or 9 guys in a closing lineup, realistically.
It doesn't sound like he's going to make it the rest of the 80.
He's, I mean,
he's
breathing,
he's a little exhausted right off the bat.
Like, did they make him run wind sprints after the game, like Fran Brown?
Listen, that's video. 36, 37. I mean, it's tiring to go out there and drop a 40 piece on a team like the Nuggets.
It still looks great.
Sounded like me after eating two Big Macs.
That actually was. I thought that was sound of me after my Saturday morning run. That's Andrew Perloff after playing an hour and a half of half court. It's like
he was gassed.
Sounds like my brother going up a flight of stairs. I digress.
Oh man,
we're all out of shape.
Definitely.
Week 8 got underway last night with the Thursday night game. Sunday night, of course, it's the Packers and the Steelers. So that, of course, means that Aaron Rodgers goes up against his old pals.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization, and this is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
Feels like some revisionist history there,
well,
no?
Gordon, I buy Aaron Rodgers doesn't care about this, but he's still so mad at the Jets. And Maggie thinks that he is a master of holding resentment.
Oh, this guy's got a catalog.
Absolutely.
Every person who even halfway slighted him. You don't think he's got a little something for the Packers?
Even of the person course. Who messed up his Dunk Donuts order in the morning?
That guy is dead to him.
Yeah, that I think there's a little revisionist history on Aaron's part there. World Series starts tonight. Alex Vesia, though, one of the Dodgers' most trusted relievers, dealing with a personal matter. They released a statement on Thursday, the Dodgers did, that said Vesia is away from the team as he and his wife, Kayla, navigate a deeply personal family matter. So wish them the best there. Don't know if he's going to be available for the series or not. And NHL... How many people even know that there's a team named the Utah Mammoth?
Oh, they play at the Delta Center.
They are now second in points out west. It's still early on in the season, but another win for them last night, 7-4 over the Blues.
Right. We're big Mammoth fans around here.
That arena's called the Delta Center now. That's awesome.
I said that about 2 days ago. You should listen to the show, EJ. It's a pretty
and
good show.
And 2 seconds ago.
I'm repeating what he said. It's cool that it's called that. I didn't know you said it 2 days ago, my bad.
Yeah, the little nostalgia feel back like in the 90s.
Did you, by the way, I think there's one key NHL headline. Did you guys see the throwback uniforms, the Avalanche and the Whalers?
I did.
That was awesome. And has anyone noticed that I happen to...
A little Nordiques?
I have a it's Nordique.
Sorry.
Pronounced in France.
Oui, oui.
I was walking the streets of Montreal, and it was too sunny out, so I had to buy a hat. I bought this Nordique hat. Then last night, I'm watching the highlights, and the Avalanche wore Nordique old school jerseys, which are beautiful. And the Hurricanes wore these Whalers jerseys, which are also beautiful. It's 80s hockey jerseys or sweaters,
Whalers,
as we like to call
them. The Whalers is a very underrated jersey, unfortunately.
Ah, so cool. It was really, really fun to see. I don't know.
I Frenched that thing like I was in Paris.
Yeah. And I never have an excuse to wear this hat because we don't do a lot of Quebec Nordique content
really?
On the show.
No. Shockingly.
Well, that all changes today.
Oui, oui.
We're now a Quebec Nordique podcast show.
They were old school jerseys are kind of awesome, and they're going to rotate these in a lot this season.
If every sports franchise just wore whatever they wore in 1986, all would be right with the world.
Well,
Jay Stewart take.
Like the Denver Nuggets city skyline jerseys used to be the ugliest thing in sports. I'm like, what is this? Now they're the coolest. Yeah. Things go from ugly to cool over time.
Those things are cool. What are you talking about?
No, people thought they were ugly.
Were known as the ugliest uniforms. When we were kids, we're like, what is Alex English wearing?
Remember the old Milwaukee Bucks jerseys where it was like the head of the buck took a massive part of the jersey?
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's cool. Like the Michael Red Bucks you're talking about?
No, that's like Ray Allen.
Yeah, it's Ray Allen Bucks.
Okay. Ray Allen, Vin Baker.
That was fun.
What about when the Seattle Seahawks wore the Cortez Kennedy jersey?
I loved it.
Those were not known as cool jerseys back then, and now they're the coolest. I'm telling you, something changes over time. So if you don't like a uniform now, just wait. Put it in the back of the closet. It'll be awesome in 20 years.
It's just fashion. It's cyclical, you know?
Yeah,
it's like people didn't wear bell bottoms for a long time. Then they kind of came back, and then you wear kind of skinny jeans, and then you wear loose jeans. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't keep up.
Now it's all that 80s loose pants are back in is very problematic.
All the glasses that young people wear today, like the make you look like serial killers, that's suddenly cool.
Oh,
those
wow.
were not cool.
That
sounded
like a little slap to Pat Boyle over there.
No, it's everyone. Pat's one of the people. He's like, there's 10 people who are wearing those, including Jackson Dart, all these famous people.
You saw Pat 20 minutes, half an hour ago.
I know,
he's fresh on your mind. That's why you brought it up. Could have said Dahmer. Could have said anybody else.
Could have said Dahmer. No, we already have enough serious things on the show today. 888-710-4ISN.
Why? What happened?
888-710-4476. Well, bad things happened to the NBA yesterday, but I think I have a solution. Okay. Could help the NBA get through, navigate some of these situations to make sure some of these scandals don't ever happen again. It's like Costa Nostra. Ruh-roh. Maggie and Perloff Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. We've got some really good sound for you coming up on everyone weighing in on this NBA scandal. Two scandals, really. One is basically an insider trading scandal where people were giving information to bettors and criminals about players who are either out that night, not playing, or were going to take themselves out of the game, and that obviously impacts betting lines and stuff like that. Then the second part of the scandal is in illegal poker games that NBA players got involved with that were not on the level. They were cheating. The poker games were rigged. In both scandals, the mob is involved, okay? Yep. Both scandals, the mob is involved. So
the five families, the Cosa Nostra, every detail that you know from all the movies laid out right in the FBI indictment.
Yeah, like offering protection for poker games. It's every episode of The Sopranos.
Yep.
Anyway, not to be stereotypical, but that's what this is. So I think I have a good idea that's not going to solve all of the issues in the NBA and the scandal, but may solve one of them, okay? And one of the details is Chauncey Billups, who obviously is actually involved in both scandals, providing information to bettors that wasn't public, and also helping these illegal poker games to reel in, using his celebrity to reel in these unsuspecting rich people who didn't understand that they were part of a rigged poker game. They'd get fleeced for all their money, and Chauncey Billups would get part of the cut. That's the allegation. So Chauncey, allegedly, co-conspirator number 8, Chauncey Billups, told one of these mobsters that Damian Lillard was not going to play in a game before that became public because, and it says this in the indictment, the Trailblazers were trying to tank because Victor Wembanyama was coming out of the draft. Okay,
that bust.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
So
it turns out that was a smart philosophy by the Trailblazers.
Right. So here's my thing. Clearly, what the NBA has had an issue with tanking for a long time. Okay, they flatten the odds, and they've even tried to tweak more about the draft lottery to try to discourage tanking. Okay. To me, I think a solution here is you predetermine who's going to have the number one pick in the draft 5 years in advance. It rotates between every single team, and you can do that by alphabetical. Who knows? Who cares? You determine a way that you know if you're getting the number one pick 5 years in advance, and it rotates between every single NBA team. Then spots 2 through 6, so the next 5 slots, rotate between the 30 teams every 5 years. So you're always having a shot at a top 6 pick, okay? Whether you're getting the number one pick, which is once every 30 years, or you can get in the top 6 every 5. Now you can trade those picks, you can do whatever you want with them, but it's already slotted. So if I'm the Blazers and I realize that either I have the number one pick this year or I don't have the number one pick until 2030, I still have to have an incentive now to win games. At least I don't have an incentive to lose. I don't have an incentive not to play Dame Lillard, to try to get more ping pong balls in a lottery that I didn't win anyway. And so I think that would help, Pearl. And I haven't seen this idea a lot of plays anywhere, really. I think they should predetermine the number one pick 5 years in advance or 30 years in advance. You know when you're getting it.
Well, you're eliminating the entire purpose of the draft, which is to create some level of parity.
But here's the thing. You can miss on those picks, right? Like, it doesn't guarantee that you are actually going to turn your franchise around or get a franchise player, because sometimes the number one picks end up being terrible. So it's all chance anyway.
No.
And you can set up your franchise a lot better. Hey, should we pay this guy? Like the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
Listen, we know we've got the number one pick coming up next year. It's been predetermined for 5 years. So right. You want to know what? We don't actually want to pay Luka. Well, the Lakers don't have the number one pick until the year 2032. So you know what? This actually makes perfect sense for us to trade for Luka, and we can pay him all this money. Like, it helps you build your team lot easier.
You will kill parity. I mean, why were the Cleveland Cavaliers a relevant franchise? Because they got the number one pick and they got LeBron James.
Did they need to get the number one pick three times in 5 years,
yes,
though, with Kyrie,
yes,
Irving and Anthony Bennett,
yes,
and Andrew Wiggins? Like, they didn't need it that many times.
Why are the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals? Because they got the number one pick. Why are the Orlando Magic all of a sudden a really dangerous team? Because they got the number one pick. You have to. It doesn't all. You're right.
Get the number one pick.
But
you just don't have to tank to get it.
Yeah, but you need the number one pick to go to the worst teams. Otherwise, if, say, for example, the Warriors got Banchero, what are we going to do now? They're going to win 75 games. And
listen,
then you have a team at the bottom who are going to be terrible. And then you're not going to be able to sell tickets because no one's going to want to watch a Sacramento Kings team that only wins 7 games.
No. See, this is the
thing.
Parity. You can get the number one overall pick, but the Warriors did not rise to dominance with any number one pick.
Yeah.
Steph Curry was a later pick. Draymond Green was a second round pick. Klay Thompson was a later pick. Kevin Durant joined in free agency. By the way, he wasn't even number one, technically. Greg Oden was that year. So anyone can screw this up. But
yeah, but you're using exceptions. The rule, I think you'd be surprised if you look at the rule of how important it is to have top picks.
No, but these guys, like if you're Utah and you were losing at a historic clip last year, you actually know exactly when you are guaranteed you're going to get the number one pick at some point.
Right, but the way you're describing it, like the good teams are also going to get the number one pick. It's that you're saying
yes,
it right.
Look at the Mavericks. The Mavericks got the number one pick. They were not the worst team in the NBA. It doesn't even work right now the way the draft lottery is set up.
Does it, though? Because guess who's back? The San Antonio Spurs. And would they be back if, say, that they weren't in the rotation to get Wemby? And let's say, for example, the Nuggets were supposed to get Wemby that year because they're in the rotation. Then what are we going to do? Like, what's the future of that franchise? Their value cuts in half because how are they ever going to get a superstar if they can't get to that number one pick?
But not every number one overall pick every year is a superstar.
Yeah, but you have such a better chance of getting a superstar at number one than you do anywhere else. I mean, it's astronomically more important to get high in the draft. I mean,
yes, and I'm getting, in my
right, the good teams
solution,
are going to get those high picks.
But also the bad teams are.
Every single team
gets a number one pick.
The whole purpose of a draft is you have to reward the bad teams by getting a good player consistently. You can't just randomize it because then the good teams and the bad teams have the same exact chances of getting the number one pick. And guess what? The good teams are going to rise even further and you're going to have a non-competitive product. Why do you think the NFL is awesome now? Because anybody can beat anybody on a given week. It'd be crazy disparity with
right
your
now,
system.
Right now, the New York Knicks are favorites to win the Eastern Conference, right?
Well, that's the East.
When's the last time they had a number one pick?
That's a JV conference. Let's look at the West.
I'm just saying, Pearl, if you give everyone knows exactly when they're getting the number one overall pick, that's how you build your team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.